Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is How to Get Any Job You Want. One of my core beliefs is that you could achieve anything that is important to you if you will focus on the little things that matter. So if getting a new job is important to you, simply look for the little things that will help you land that job. I must admit that I am turned off when people complain about not having a job, but yet don't do the simple things required to get one. I feel the same way when people whine about their current job, but don't take the necessary steps to get a better one. This is America, and although the economy has presented significant challenges, I am convinced that you can get whatever job you want if you are willing to push yourself outside your comfort zone and do some basic things that other job applicants are unwilling to do. If you're in the market for a new job, here are my recommendations. And if you're not in the market for a new job, I think you're going to find these of value. But let me also encourage you to share this post with those that you know are in the market looking for a new job. First, determine your greatest value. Assuming you want the highest paying job for your skill set, make a list of your most valuable talents and abilities. Then rank them based upon their value to the market. As an example, if you are an administrative assistant, your skills may range from answering the phone to creating business plans. In this example, your value could range from $15 an hour on the low end of your skill set to $75 an hour on the high end. Your job search should then be focused on maximizing your greatest value, which is in writing business plans. Second, identify potential positions. Your next step is to consider positions that will allow you to capitalize on your talents. Using the same example, identify the types of companies and positions within those companies where your primary responsibility would be writing business plans. Number three, create a targeted resume. Once the type of position is identified, create a custom resume that highlights that specific skill set. Make sure to mention it in the job objective and previous experience section, as well as in the cover letter. Make sure that your entire resume presents you in a manner consistent with the wage you are seeking. If you were applying for a $75 an hour job, then your resume should present you as someone worthy of earning $75 an hour. Fourth, identify potential employers. Make a list of all the employers who offer the type of position you are seeking. You may have to confine yourself to a specific geographic region, although many employers allow and often encourage you to work from home. You may even want to consider buying a list of companies who meet your criteria from a list broker. Number five, pick up the phone. Here is where we separate the winners from the complainers. This is the biggest takeaway from today's lesson. If you want to land the ideal job, then you must push yourself outside your comfort zone and call your prospective employers. The complainers are those who sit at home and look for job postings and allow themselves to compete with 100 other people for the same position. The winners do online research about potential employers, then pick up the phone and make the initial contact. My friends in human resources tell me that very few people proactively call them, and if someone does take the time to do so, they are always impressed. When you do the things that impress others, you'll always have the advantage. It's that simple. And then lastly, number six, follow up. Assuming the company you call is not currently hiring for your position, you should still forward your resume with a cover letter. Then, every few weeks, follow up. This will ensure that your name and resume will remain on the top of the pile when a job opportunity materializes. You should also send a handwritten thank you note thanking the person you spoke with for their time and consideration. Here's the bottom line. You can get any job that is important to you if you will be creative and do the little things to stand out from the crowd. The difference between those who succeed in achieving their goals and those who fall short is the diligent accomplishment of the things that others aren't willing to do. If you're looking for a new job, do you have the courage to pick up the phone and call prospective employers until such time that you land the job you want? Are you willing to get uncomfortable for a few weeks to get the job that allows you to maximize your gifts and abilities? If the answer is yes, I challenge you to do three things. First, read my related blog post below. Second, think outside the box. Be creative and make a list of the little things that you can do to get the edge. And third, implement the tips that I've provided in this lesson. And remember, you can achieve any goal in life that is important to you if you will focus on the little things that matter.